Edition for Sunday, May 25th, 2005. We're on the front lines and the fighting is incredible. We just saw some girl, I think it might have been Zyre, blasted back in the Stone Age by a band loved by one of Wildcard's motors. I think her tour is over. We've got something coming in from the wire service now. It seems that Wildcard has launched his nuclear arsenal. It's heading towards all the major population centers. Evacuate your homes wherever you can. Try to avoid fallout. Stockpile water and supplies as quickly as you can. Saying again for those just tuning in, Wildcard's nuclear arsenal has been launched. It's heading towards major population centers. Find shelter wherever you can. We've lost the signal, but for those at home, the arsenal is heading towards major population centers, and it's advisable to get out of those centers before they hit. Exiled leader of La Resistance, Necrophidius, has reopened the basic network for those who are forced from their homes. As many as 50 refugees have camped out there, unsure as to exactly what will happen next. Their future is indeed in question. The neutral country of Switzerland... That is to say, FBDK.net has also expressed that it will continue to allow refugees within its borders. Anti-Canadian activist Marzek has also reopened badlogic.com for refugees who aren't Canadian. Those damn Canadians always talking about Canada. It's just impolite. You know, Adigun Azikiwe Pollock has assured the community that even as their homes are being annihilated by man's atomic fist, his perennial unfinished shooter, Frantic Journey, will continue to be worked on. Finally, as QBXL Studios are in the heart of a population center, it seems we're going to die. So we might as well inform you as to the secret of life and perpetual happiness. It's really so simple you never get... Wait. We've got a signal back from the front lines and our correspondent there. Back to him.
It's gotten real quiet here. And the mortars have stopped, the machine guns have quieted down. I don't know what's happening. Wait. It looks like something has just come down the line. The bombs have been disarmed, and Wildcard has stepped down. I guess our major populations have been saved. We won? Sort of. Well, that concludes our battlefield coverage. Back to you in the major population center.
Well, that was certainly unexpected. Surveys done at the Basic Network about whether people will return to their war-torn homes was generally, quote, sawed off. The general consensus at this point seems to be that this war has caused irreparable damage to the ties with many who have spent many years at QBasic News. Time will tell what happens exactly. Anyway, that crisis averted, this is SJ0 for QBXL News saying, wow, this is short, I hope nobody minds, and won't someone think of the children? Because they're idiots. I spent like 5 minutes over at some non-programming forum, and I damn near pissed myself laughing at the pathetic, fact-depraved lives they lead. Good night.